Thank you all. Two things I want to say before I tell my story. One is I never take a microphone without discussing a little bit of my personal life. I am a transplant recipient. 2.5 years ago, I received a living transplant. Thank you. I just like to say that because I want people to be aware that I am evidence that transplant is a great thing, and I'm hoping people are donors. I'd also like to thank my living donor. I'd also like to thank my family, my friends, my everyman family for really keeping it together for me for years, and the wonderful medical staff just around the corner who I run into every now and then, and I just give big hugs to and thank you, so thank you. Second thing I just want to let you know is that when you're listening to my story, I want you to know one thing. It's really important. You are safe in your seats tonight, okay? Nobody will get hurt. Everything here is now really, really carefully manipulated, and you'll understand in just a second. Okay, so in 1987, I left grad school. After living in New York, going up to Massachusetts for 4 years to study lighting design, and I made my way back to the New York City area to work at a theater called the George Street Playhouse, which is up in New Brunswick, right across the river from New York City. And I chose to take that job for two reasons. Number one, it was near New York City. And second most, I really wanted to make sure that I was someplace where I could grow as a lighting designer. So my job there was I was the master electrician. But part of being the job, and I'll explain in a moment, they also told me that if I come and work for them, that they will allow me to design two shows within their season. And this is a regional theater. So what's a regional theater? A regional theater in Baltimore is center stage, just to give you an idea. It's under a certain contract in which we pay actors and designers a certain amount of money, but it's the regional theater in New Jersey. So it's really exciting for me and really, really, really important. There was a lot on the line for me. This was the beginning of what I hope would be a long-standing career. So I walk into the theater, and the first show I did was a play called As Is, which is one of the first real AIDS plays that was done in the 1980s, in the height of the crisis. So the artistic director, a man by the name of Eric Krebs, was also a big producer. So sometimes our shows would move to New York. He ran the John Houseman Theater, the Douglas Fairbanks Theater in New York City, as well as he produced Jon Stewart just a couple of years ago on Broadway. So this guy has been working for about 40 years. And this is my new opening to the possibility that I might become something in this career that I'm really, really choosing to go into. Okay. Now, the second person I'm going to tell you about is a woman by the name of Ronnie Gilbert. How many people have heard the name Ronnie Gilbert before? Ronnie Gilbert is one of the greatest folk singers of all times. Sang with Pete Seeger in the Weavers. Introduced songs like, "Good night, Irene, good night, Irene, I'll see you in my dreams." I see, people are singing along, right? So here I am, I'm the electrician. So my job is to make sure all of the lights are safely and correctly hanging above the stage. Getting a little nervous? Yeah. Well, one of the lighting instruments that we use is called a Fresnel. And the way that we control the Fresnel is it has these metal doors on it that open and close. They're called barn doors, right? And basically, each one of them probably weighs about 7 to 10 pounds. It's a fairly large instrument. About 7 pounds, 10 pounds. And the barn door is kind of like, somebody described to me the other day, it's like, they said, when I was telling them the story, they said, "Oh, it's like a guillotine with four blades." So here it is. And on the stage that night is an X. And here's something you should know about theater. If there's an X on the stage, somebody's going to come out and they are actually going to do a monologue. And that's where they're going to be told to stand. So Eric Krebs, this great producer, comes out and he welcomes everybody to the theater. And we told him, "Do us a favor, stand on the X." So he stood on the X. Great. And he delivered his welcome speech, which we do here at Everyman Theater almost every night. Welcome speech that said, "This is our 13th year." Some people think of 13 as unlucky. But me, being a young Jewish man, I think of it as the bar mitzvah. And it's full of great luck. And he made a speech. What is then going to happen is all the lights in the theater are going to go to black. And the great Ronnie Gilbert, in front of 450 people, was going to come out and she was going to give a 10-minute opening monologue. And she's the nurse for a man who's behind her who is dying of AIDS. So she comes out on stage, or at least she's waiting backstage, actually. And all of a sudden, the lights go to black. Eric Krebs walks off the stage. Maybe 4 seconds, 5 seconds later, all the house lights go out. The stage lights go out. And I hear the largest crash I have ever heard in my entire life. What do I do? I have no idea what it is. Now, understand, this is opening night. I'm not working the show. I'm in a jacket and tie. I'm sitting in the audience pretty high up in the cheap seats because that's all they would give me. And all of a sudden, all of the lights come back onto the stage. And nobody's there. But standing, or actually dug into the ground, right on that X, exactly where the two pieces of tape meet, is this great guillotine that fell from above. Shit. There goes my dreams and my career. Now, I'm just going to share this with you. The lighting designer for the show is a gentleman by the name of Daniel Ettinger. It's the first time I've ever met him, 3 years out of grad school. Who knew, by the way, this is Daniel Sett behind me right now. One of my great friends and a colleague here at Everyman and at Towson University. 30 years ago, by the way, this coming September. So he remembers the story really well. And he, too, looked at me and said, I think you've just ended my career. So there's two careers on the line, not just one. Okay. So there I am, jacket and tie. Take off my jacket. Hand it to somebody. Call my electrician down from the booth. Juan, wave at me. That's Juan in the booth. Give him a hand. He's making sure you're actually safe tonight, right? And I get out a long extension ladder. The grid is 23, 24 feet above. And I pull out the extension ladder. And I go up there, and I take this light, and I take the barn door off the ground, and I did not put it back in there. I went up, and what happened is, in the front of the light, it just kind of flipped open, and it dropped the barn door. We changed the lamp that afternoon, and I think my assistant didn't quite put the pieces back together correctly, right? So that's what happened. Now, please understand, the time of the blackout between Eric Krebs standing there for 5 minutes and Ronnie Gilbert standing there for another 10 was about 5 seconds long. So on either end of that event, I almost killed two of the most important artists I have ever worked for. Thank you. In conclusion, this is a good one, though. It is now 30 years later. The lighting that I'm standing under is mine as a lighting designer for this great, fabulous show that I'm very proud to be. And as I said to Daniel, I called him today. I said, tonight, you are one of my gifts. I'm going to talk about our anniversary tonight on the stage at Everyman Theater. And yes, it is our bar mitzvah.